CIOI 101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
Hey everybody, this is Justin of the Justin Saladino Band, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Stay dialed in for your source of the best blues from coast to coast.
Justin Saladino from Montreal. And you can be sure of one thing, we are going to go across this great country for the best in blues tunes. We're going to start out in BC on the West Coast. This is Terminal Station. They're led by Scott Smith, who does the vocals and plays guitar. We're going to hear One More Bottle and Poor Lightning. This is Terminal Station from Brotherhood.
Drowning in the flood. Well, he was born in a town called Centerville. Lived in a shack by the Rolling Hills. Leaving always on his mind. He learned to play at the age of five. Strung his guitar with chicken wire. And strummed his way on down that line. Jefferson, from Houston out to Abilene, a white woman with southern charm, put a lightning on the prison farm. Now won't that make a poor boy mean? And the money's good. Katie Mitton got him known. By 55 they say he's getting old. Them kids just wanna hear the rock and roll. So Lightning made his way back home.
Terminal Station from Brotherhood. Up next, we've got Jordan Officer, and what a unique experience this is. He has released three albums at the same time. One is jazz, one is blues, and one is country. And you better believe we're going to concentrate on the blues album. We're going to hear Lonely Nights, and You Were Wrong, Jordan Officer, from his release, Blues.
There's been some long and lonely nights. Baby, yes, since you've been gone. my pillow. How I cry all night long. The things you used to say to me, I thought that we would never part. Don't you know that I love you? Why did you have to break my heart? Again, how can I do the thing that's right when I keep on living in sin? Hey, now you were wrong. You were wrong. You were wrong. You were wrong. You were wrong now, girl. Stayed away too long.
seems like the more I try, now girl, all you wanna do is fight. Hey, now you were wrong. You were wrong. You were wrong. You were wrong. You were wrong now, girl. Stayed away too long. All right.
An officer from his release, Blues. We've got Michael Shawty from a new album by him. We're going to have him on the show in the next week or so. The release is called Conundrum. We're going to hear Water in the Kettle and Dry Black Powder, which is a song about an assassination attempt. This is Michael Shawty from Conundrum.
but she's riding me into the ground. I'm a loaded mule, running out of fuel, and my master's gonna put me down. Here she shouts, dear, she pouts, like she's Mary, the Queen of Scots. Like that gal, I tell you now, she's cooking up a deadly plot. The lovely smile, the eyes beguile, and all the while, she's setting a bomb to blow. Using passion to fool the oblivious man. No, she cries, love never dies, but you know I done called her bluff. Like poor Lord Darnley, she's trying to harm me with cakes full of powdery stuff.
Michael Shotti from Conundrum from Kingston. She walked off with a whole bunch of awards last year at the Maple Blues Awards. This is Miss Emily. We're going to hear her sweet voice on Blue is Still Blue and Cry to Me. Miss Emily, live at the Isabel.
I cling to my pillow, and it makes my heart yearn. I see you in the shadow of every candlelight burn.
voice running round in my head. If you would just call, I could tell you how much I want you beside me, and I long for your touch and the picture of you by my bed. I keep holding on while the memories fade. Blue is still blue, no matter the shade. I keep holding on while the memories fade. Will I stop waiting for you to return?
This is Miss Emily, and you're dialed into Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's keep rolling out some great blues tunes.
When your baby leaves you all alone, and nobody calls you on the phone, don't you feel like a crazy? The smell of her perfume.
Miss Emily live at the Isabel. Well, let's get excited about this, folks. Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar, they have a new release out. It is called The Reckless One. We're going to hear Love Is All Around, and then we're going to have a chat with Samantha Martin.
Just breathe. It's all you need to do. Though there are dark clouds, the sun it will shine through. Hang on, yeah. Place your hand in mine. Together we'll get through this. And tomorrow you will find that you're getting strong.
Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar, they have a new album out. It is called The Reckless One. And joining us to talk about the album is Samantha Martin. Sam, thanks for coming on the show.
I really appreciate you having me on the show. It's good to see somebody.
First of all, I really have to comment on the actual cover of the album. It's a three-piece fold-out. It is spectacular. Not many people pay that much attention anymore to covers.
So the cover artist who made the Fabergé grenade, his name is Dave Crowblett. And I met him in Toronto. He's since moved to California, but I met him in Toronto and just really, really loved his artwork. And when I called the album The Reckless One, I thought of one of the pieces that he made. So this particular piece is called the Paradise Grenade Honey Lips. So I thought it was, and it, because of sort of, because the album really encompasses the common theme of love and that sort of thing, love can be fragile and delicate, but it can also be fragile like a grenade. It can blow everything up. So I thought, well, that's a great visual for how, you know, that encompasses the theme of the record. And then Roberta Landreth, she's out of Winnipeg, and she helped tie the rest of the package all in together. And we did all the gold foiling and embossing, and because we can't tour. So, you know, right now, so I was thinking, you know, people are really buying CDs again and trying to support artists. So I wanted to give them something when they hold it, it's tactile and very visual. So in lieu of live music.
It's really classy. I love it. And I've actually kept it on my desk because it looks so good.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. And I wanted a piece of art, you know.
It sure is. So tell us, who's on the album with you? There's a whole bunch of artists.
Do you have all day? Yeah. So it's the core members of Delta Sugar. So that's Cherie Marshall and Tafari Anthony doing backing vocals. Curtis Chaffee on guitar, who also helped me write some of the songs. Andrew Molgen played a lot of the instruments on the record, from keys to sax and vibes and all sorts of stuff. Ian McEwen is our bass player. And we had several different drummers on the record. Will Fisher, Danny Nash, they did the bulk of the drumming. And then we also had guest drummer Adam Warner, who's really fantastic as well. And then depending on the song, that's where things start getting a little bit, I don't know how to say, like, depending on the song is depending on who played on the song. But so we had Emily Farrell, Brian Walters, James Rhodes, and so those are the horns. And then we had Jimmy Boskill do some guesting on the guitar and some strings. We had Jeff Heischultz play a lot of the organ parts. And Ross Hayes-Citrillo, who is our engineer, he played some of the acoustic guitar tracks. And Renan Yilizdoan, who is also the producer on the record, he played a lot of stuff, because when we went into quarantine, we couldn't really get a lot of people together. So Renan ended up playing a lot of the extra, doing a lot of the extra overdub stuff like percussion.
And you wrote basically all the tunes except for one, or co-wrote most of the tunes. How do you go about writing your music?
Generally speaking, I'll try to write as many songs as I can on my own. If I'm feeling that the song needs, you know, a different perspective, or I've kind of hit a wall with it, that's when I start bringing in co-writers and that sort of thing to kind of help bring another idea to the table for the song. And then sometimes I just sit down. And, you know, for example, with Paul Reddick, when we wrote So I Always Know, I really wanted to write a song with Paul Reddick, because I find him to be a very poetic writer, and he says a lot with very little. So, you know, it was just really nice to work with somebody who approaches lyricism differently than I do.
Where did the title of the album come from?
It was me. I am the reckless one. I had gotten out of a relationship and very hastily moved out. And so I spent the better part of 2019, 2018, 2019, sort of bouncing around. I'm, you know, I lived with Steve Mariner and Curtis Chaffee for a little while. I had a basement apartment for a little while. I was homeless for a little while. Never out on the street or anything like that. I'm very fortunate and blessed to have a lot of really great friends with a lot of plush couches. But I bounced around a little bit. And at the time when I was writing for the record, I just felt reckless. I felt a little bit ungrounded. So, but it's all paid off for the better, and I fell in love, and rest is history.
Are there any tunes on the album that are your favorites? I know it's hard sometimes to pick out one particular one. But let's say there was a listener that hadn't heard your music before. Was there one song that you would recommend they listen to first?
I really love I've Got a Feeling. It was our second single on the record. You know, like, I think they would really like I've Got a Feeling. It's very Otis Redding, blues, soul. I really, really love Loving You Is Easy, which will be sort of the track that we really try to focus on when the album comes out. Man, I don't know. They're all, I love them all because they're all like my little children. But those are sort of my top two.
Where can our listeners get a hold of the album?
So there's a few different ways. So it's obviously available on all streaming platforms. But you, if you want to see that beautiful artwork, you're going to have to and like feel it and have something to hold. Please visit my website. It's SamanthaMartinMusic.com. And there's a web shop up there and you can buy a copy of the record and I will mail it to you personally.
With very few live performances going on right now because of the pandemic, what have you been doing with your time?
So everywhere from the time we locked down to the time that they started lifting into like July kind of thing, I did a lot of the mixing and mastering and artwork and all that kind of stuff for the album. The album was supposed to be out in May. So in April, we decided to hold off and just wait to announce it. And that's about when I started growing tomatoes and reading books. But since August, when we decided that we were going to release the record in November, it's been a lot of admin stuff behind the scenes and getting ready to release a record. You know, we're Gypsy Soul Records is at a on a skeleton staff because of COVID. So I find, you know, Renan and I do a lot of the work, you know, just the two of us. So we're trying to put out a record during COVID with a skeleton staff, but trying to do it the way we would normally do it. And yeah, it's been a little, it's been a lot. So I find that I've not really bored by any means.
And by the way, congratulations, you're nominated for another Maple Blues Award.
Yeah, we got a couple more Maple Blues Award nominations. So we got Female Vocalist of the Year, Entertainer of the Year, which is funny because I guess maybe because I did a tour in February, I guess that gives me the opportunity to be the Entertainer of the Year and then Electric Act of the Year. And then our drummer, Danny Nash, got nominated for Drummer of the Year as well. So, you know, this, if you include Danny Nash's drumming, that's 17 Maple Blues Awards for that have been attributed to Delta Sugar or myself or, you know, members of Delta Sugar. So that's a lot of nominations, not a lot of wins. We'll see what happens.
Sam, thank you so much for your time and keep safe and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you, Ken. It's a pleasure.
I lost my mind when I found you. I couldn't believe that you wanted me to. Kisses are sweet if that's all you do, but there is something about talking to you. I've had my share of being the reckless one, but I got a feeling. I got a feeling.
feel that I could love you a thousand more. I met you many times before. My days feel like weekends. My heart, I love you this way. Will our tomorrows be yesterday's? What would it take for you to say?
Great chatting with Samantha Martin. Again, the album is called The Reckless One. That takes up all of our show time. Thanks so much for tuning in. You've been listening to Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Walsh. We'll leave you with a little bit of Kevin Breit.
We'll leave you with a little Carlos Del Junco and the Blues Mongrels.
We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on the Hawk FM. Blues Source International is coming up next.